Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brother and sister, dear listener of Lantern, thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, and today we have a new story.
The Thirsty Dog is the title of today's story. Mehdi told his father when he came home, "Dear father, while Sohaila was washing her hands today, she suddenly slipped and fell in the pool. Her mother was not at home, but their neighbor, an old woman, jumped into the pool and brought her out." His father said, "Do you think their neighbor did a good thing?" Mehdi replied, "Yes, she did. But the weather was cold and now she is ill." His father said, "My dear son, on such occasion, one must not worry about the inconvenience one may experience or what the outcome may be. In this case, it seems as though something was drawing the lady towards helping. People do not always calculate and act according to that which benefits them only. They sometimes put their own life in danger. It often happens that someone going through hardship may have food and is hungry, but nevertheless, they give it to the poor person or a hungry animal. They does not immediately benefit from such an act, but their affinity to good works encourages them to act in this way." Mehdi's father said that once his own father had listened to one of the great men that had traveled to the city of Qom in Iran with some companions. The weather was hot, the time was about noon, and they were a few miles from their destination. One of his servants, who was a butler, lagged behind the caravan. He noticed that the dog was following him, exhausted due to heat and thirst. He thought he could quench the dog's thirst with his water. He pitied the dog and decided to give it some water, but he noticed that he had nothing but his master's cup to feed it with. If he quenched the dog's thirst with this cup, he would be punished severely and would be at risk of imprisonment or exile. Nevertheless, he could not tolerate depriving it of water. So he fed the dog and hurried ahead to catch up with the caravan. This butler said that since then his worldly condition had changed for the better, and all his difficulties have been resolved. Everything became easy for him, and it looked like something or someone was helping him. Of course, I had no doubt that it was Allah's reward for him treating that animal with kindness. Since then, he has progressed from being a butler to attaining a high level in the ministry. Mehdi's father continued, "If someone acts righteously, it may benefit them in this world too, but we must act righteously only for Allah's satisfaction and happiness, and must not expect a reward." One day a man came across a tired, thirsty dog. He wanted to help the dog and so tied his turban like a rope to his hat and lowered the hat into the well. He retrieved some water and fed it to the thirsty dog. The Prophet informed us that all of the man's sins were then forgiven.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا رب.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program Lantern and the important points of this nice story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. In Lantern, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about some points that are essential for us to know as Muslims and make use of them in our daily lives. Well, our episode for today revolves around the consequences of righteous actions. You know, there is a question that quietly lives in many hearts. Have you ever done something good? Helped someone in need? Spoken kindly when you could have spoken harshly? Forgiven someone who never apologized or sacrificed your own comfort for another person? And then waited for something to happen? Perhaps you expected peace to enter your heart, or maybe you hoped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would open a new door in your life. But nothing seemed to change. Days passed, months passed, sometimes even years. And then another question appeared. Did my good deed matter at all? The question is not new. Human beings have always wondered whether goodness can truly disappear without leaving a trace. Yet the Holy Book of Quran teaches us a profoundly different way of seeing our actions. It tells us that no act of goodness is ever wasted, even when our eyes cannot yet recognize its effects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow the rewards of those who do good to be lost. Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 120. So notice the wording. The verse does not say that the reward comes immediately. It simply tells us something even more reassuring. It is never lost. That is a promise. A seed that is placed beneath the soil disappears from sight long before it appears above the earth. During those hidden days, nothing seems to be happening. Yet beneath the surface, life is already unfolding. Perhaps good deeds resemble seeds more than fireworks. Okay, well, let's go for a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern and we are talking about the consequences of the good actions. Well, one of the beautiful teachings from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam reminds us that a believer should never underestimate even the smallest acts of goodness because its consequences extend beyond what people can measure. Often we imagine that every good deed should produce an immediate result. If I help someone today, surely tomorrow my own difficulties should become easier. If I remain honest, surely people will recognize my integrity. If I forgive, surely the other person will change. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never promised that goodness follows our schedule. Instead, He teaches us that goodness becomes part of a much larger design. Sometimes the first person transformed by a good deed is not the one receiving it. It is the one performing it. Imagine a person who gives charity quietly, expecting no praise. Perhaps nothing outward changes. Their financial situation remains difficult. Their daily worries remain. Yet something invisible has already begun. Their attachment to wealth has weakened. Their trust in God has grown. Their heart has become softer. These are changes no photograph can capture. Yes, they may become the foundation for every blessing that follows. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. Until next time, let's continue planning goodness, even when the garden is still invisible. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode of Lantern. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.